Fine. Baruch Hashem. So today, we're going to continue the sugya, with Hashem's help, of... Fine. So, Baruch Hashem, we're going to try to wind down we're going to try to continue the sugya, which we really started yesterday, Baruch Hashem. And... Fine. And we try to get to the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and then tomorrow we'll try to do from Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav till the Mishnah. That's the goal. Tomorrow's goal is try to do till the Mishnah, and then Chashvash Magachir tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to be here, but we're going to have a Chashvash special Magachir. Rav Reuben is going to give Shir tomorrow, regular time 11:15, unless he, his Chavrusa convinced him to do it later. And whatever, he's home. Take charge. So we really try to aim tomorrow, but I think today was good. We had a goal because everybody pushed me also, not to waste so much time. Only a little bit. And so tomorrow, we're going to try to also, if you go over this Gemara in your own time, try to put in time in the afternoon. So everyone's trying to put in time when they have. But also, we'll try to finish the Gemara for Amri Yudim Rav till the Mishnah tomorrow. In the morning, the Rav Reuben is going to give a special shir. And by the time Thursday, even since I need Chazara, probably everybody else can use Chazara, we're going to start reviewing for the Mishnah again. Mishnah to Mishnah, like we did last time. Mishnah to Mishnah, go back to the last Mishnah until this Mishnah. Right, go back to the Mishnah from Gimel Amud Aleph until until Dalet Amud Aleph, so it's almost the whole half. And Rav Ram Soskal is going to make a test, so everyone could. It's not like a test; everyone could review. Be ready, volunteer to make questions from this Mishnah to last Mishnah. That's the first thing. That's as announced that we're going to give a review sheet. Baz Hashem, we hopefully will be ready by Thursday. So as a review. Could check the questions and see if you could answer the questions. It means you're doing good. If not, it means you got to go over another time.
And we have time to chazer the last small mission tomorrow. We don't have time to chazer.
Not for right now. I'm not going to do it. For right now, we already spent time chazer for 2 days already. So for now, if you can do it in your own time, it's very good. I don't want to make everybody too much chazer. But for now, I'm going to try to Thursday. I'm going to try to do chazer for a mission. We'll see how much we can do. Last time we needed a day and a half, 2 days, whatever we need, whatever everyone together. We'll try to see where everyone's up to on average. So basically on Thursday we're going to start again Chazar. So tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to try to finish from the last Sugya of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Chavis, till the Mishnah, that's Wednesday. Try to push forward. And Thursday, basically Hashem, since we only Chazara, we'll start Chazar from the last Mishnah and try to see what we can do with Rav Ram Soskal's Chazar sheet. We'll test ourselves and see what we know. Fine. Good. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So let's start this Gemara. So again, I just said to rewind. From the backup yesterday, we're going to just back up what we spoke about yesterday, a few rules we spoke about yesterday. Hopefully it'll come out clear in Hashem's himself. So first, what we said yesterday, we're dealing with here, you have to fill up a mikvah with 40 sa. Right? You have to fill up a mikvah with 40 sa of rainwater. It has to be straight rainwater. If the water was put into a bucket or something from before, disqualified.
That's
right?
Called Shuvin.
Shuvin. Good. Shuvin is Shuvin. It's called drawn water. So it's drawn water disqualifies the mikvah. Right now, how much drawn water disqualifies the mikvah? 3 lug of drawn water disqualifies the mikvah. However, unlike by wine, even if you have 3 lug, let's say you can say 3 liters of wine mixed, it will not disqualify my mikvah. Right? It will not disqualify my mikvah. Until I put enough wine into the whole mikvah that it will discolor my whole mikvah. Until I discolor my whole mikvah. Right? So that's the halacha. So now, we have a question, an interesting case here. We started off with 3 lug of water. We put it in a karton of wine. Right? Now this 3 lug got discolored. Now the question is, how do you view this?
How much water was it?
This first case that we speak about yesterday was, there was already 3 lug of water.
Right. Are you basing on the...
I'm just rewinding.
Give them on the base.
Right. Gemara Beis, which the Gemara we spoke about yesterday, was there were 3 lug of water plus wine, which discolored it. Now the question is, do you look at it, practically speaking, there are 3 lug of water here. So it stays the 3 lug of water. So you make first possible, you added 3 lug of water just now, so you make first possible. Right? Or do you say, no, since it looks like wine now, since this whole 3 lug got discolored, it's wine, therefore you consider this as 3 lug of wine that got dumped into the mikvah and the mikvah is kosher. Right? So go to ribs. Go to rib. Jake, you got that? It's good? Oh, you're not trying. Fine. So again, right, we said yesterday, these 3 lug of water with a little wine, how do you look at it? Do you view it as water? Because the mice have 3 lug of water. Or no, since it's this color, you view it as wine, and therefore your mikvah is still kosher.
Well, we're talking about a very, very small amount. Like
very
a
small
quarter
amount.
Of an ounce.
Quarter of an ounce. Good. Fine. That was yesterday. Good. Now, yesterday we had an argument. We brought Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the halacha is that the mikvah is not disqualified. Which means you view these 3 liters like wine. That was what Rabbi Yehuda Rav said yesterday. Right? And we had a problem. We had a contradiction from a different brisa that said that you view it as water. And therefore your mikvah is pasul. That was our contradiction we had yesterday. Good. That was our theory. Good. So what do we want to answer? We wanted to say that this is really your argument of between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun. Right? And I wanted to say that the Rabbanan holds, right? We wanted to say it's an argument between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun. And we wanted to say that the Rabbanan holds that this mikvah would be disqualified. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun holds it will not be disqualified. Which means we wanted to say, Rav, who said this mikvah is not disqualified, holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun. That's what he said yesterday, correct? And the other Shitur, who is Rabbi Chiya, holds like the Rabbanan. Good?
So
Rav's going for the color. Because Rav says, we look at the color. See, even though I have 3 lug of water here, since it looks like wine, this little amount of wine made it look like wine. So now we view this as wine, and wine does not mess my mikvah up. Good? The Rabbanan and the Tanakam and the Braisa and Rabbi Chiya are going to hold, no, we look at it at the, practically speaking, right now it's water, you have 3 lug of water here. I know it's this color, I don't care. Look at what I have. There's 3 lug of water, your mikvah is disqualified. Good, so far so good? Good? Biafi, is good you think so far? Sounds good. Fine. Fine. Okay, real, it's good? Fine. Now, the thing is, how do we figure out yesterday what the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan, we brought an interesting thing. The Rabbanan's case in the Braisa was talking about a different case. Their case was, you had 3 lug minus a quarter, so you had 3 lug minus, let's say, a quarter of an ounce, right, of water. And then you added the wine. Or and then you added the milk. Right? So when did the Rabbanan say it's pasul? It says in if the case you have in a case where you have 3 lugan minus a kortav of wine. Right? We said if you have 3 lug minus a kortav of wine. So if you have 3 lug minus a kortav of wine, right? Then he said it's not pasul. Right? But we can understand from there, the minute I'm gonna have 3 full lug of water. What would he hold?
It'd be invalid.
Oh, be invalid. Why? What was the whole reason why I said it's still kosher? Because I didn't have 3 lug. I had 3 lug of water minus a little bit.
So you're talking about a full lug versus 3 lug minus
a quarter of wine. Correct. Good.
And that's a small amount.
It's a very small amount. So over here, we have over here, Yerubiasif. So what's the case? How do we understand from Rabbanan what the halacha is by 3 full? Because we're saying like this.
A quarter of
a quarter of an ounce, let's say.
It's 1/64 of a lug or 1/64 of a rubies? Of a lug, no?
Yeah, I think of a lug.
1/64
of a lug.
1/64 of a lug or 1/64 of a rubies?
For argument purposes, we said chastel lug is 2.90, and then a lug would be, 3 lug would be 3.0, and then if you're adding yayin or quarter, whatever, it's 3.10. So it made a lot easier.
Yeah.
3.10 of what?
Fine. So again, so now, what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said the following case. The Rabbanan said, we have a case here that we have 3 lugan minus the kortav. Right, okay. And there they said it's not, it doesn't make the mikvah possible. Now why is the mikvah not possible in that case? Because I had less than 3 lug. The reason why the mikvah was not possible was I didn't mess up my mikvah because I didn't have 3 full lug of water. I had 3 lug minus a little bit. Right, so therefore my mikvah was invalid.
No, it's still kosher.
It's still kosher. It did not invalidate my mikvah because I didn't have it. But we understand, but we deduct from there. Let's say I would have a case where there is 3 full lug of water. Even though I added a little bit more. Then what would be the halacha?
Then it should
make the mikvah possible. We're understanding. The Rabbanan said a case where there's 3 lug minus a quarter of wine. So that's why your mikvah is kosher, because you had 3 lug minus a little bit. But if you have 3 full lug, what's the halacha?
Poison.
Poison. Possible. Messed up. Fine. That's what we understood yesterday. Now, according to that, what's Rabbi Yechon Menui arguing on that? What happened in that price? What did Rabbi Yechon Menui argue on? What did Rabbi Yechon Menui say?
It doesn't matter how much water there is, whether it's three or less than three, as long as it's color, it's okay.
Good. As long as the color, it's not going to make a mikvah.
It doesn't look like water.
If it doesn't look like water. He said, once you have, if it looks like wine, the main issue is the look. Right? So if it looks like wine, halacha is, it's not going to disqualify the mikvah, right? Only water disqualifies. So far, so good? Fine, now.
But then Rab Kahana says about colored water using dye.
Hold on a minute. So what are we saying here? So now... Fine. Now, which case are Rebecca and we arguing on? Is he arguing on the ratio or on the seifa?
Seifa.
Only on the seifa. Oh. Meaning, in the ratio, the Tanakhama said, you have 3 log of water minus a korta, the mikvah is not possible. Nachon? The mikvah is not possible. Now, why is it not possible? We understood because you don't have 3 log. Good? Rabbi Yechon Menui says a different reason. You know why this mikvah is not possible? Because I go by the log. And it looks like, what does it look like?
The ratio looks like wine.
Looks like wine. So that's why. So because the Tanakhama hold, they're holding the same thing for 2 different reasons. Right? Because the Tanakhama holds, the Rabbanan say, the case when you have less than three lugan, right? Over there, the reason why it didn't make a possible because there were less than 3 lug, right? Rabbi Yechon Menui's reason why the mikvah is not possible is because you look after a lug and it looks like one. Fine? So they hold the same thing in the ratio for 2 different reasons. Because so in the ratio, the Rabbanan
say... The wine is safe to be in the chalav?
Yeah. In the ratio, the first case where we're talking about the wine, the case, according to the Rabbanan, the reason why the mikvah is not possible is because you don't have 3 lug of water to mess you up. Right? According to Rabbi Yechon Menui, it's... The reason is because it looks like wine. Fine. Now, where do they argue even in the halacha? In the second case with the milk. In the case with the challah, why do they argue in the case of the milk? Because the Rabbana is saying you have less than 3 lugin of water, right? Less than 3 lugin. And a little bit more of milk, right? Rabbana is saying, look at practice. Do you have 3 lugin of water?
No.
No? Do you have 3 lugin of water here? No? So mikvah is not possible. Kind of real, when he said, I go by the look. Right? Now, if I look at this thing, you put in a tiny quart of milk, it got diluted into the water. So if with my eye, I see right here 3 full lugan of water. That's what I see. Even though theoretically you put in, technically speaking, you put in less than 3 lugan of water, and you added milk. But if I'm going by the look, my main whole sheet is I go by the look. Right now, what does this look like? Riz, what does this look like?
Looks like water still.
Looks like water. So therefore, you messed up, therefore your mikvah is invalid. So that's what we came at yesterday. So far, so good.
Is that all called or is it just a raisa?
We spoke about it yesterday.
Rashi said
it's a drabbah. But it's a big thing. It's an issue. Yeah, Rashi says drabbah. We went with Rashi. Rashi says drabbah.
Well, you can't mix milk and water together. They'll separate. Mm. So it looks like water.
Why?
It's not going to separate. It gets diluted. It doesn't separate. It looks like it'll be diluted water.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It looks like diluted water instead of milk.
So it's fine. So that means if you look at the look, so it looks like I have 3 full, even though I have 3 look minus an ounce of water and an ounce of milk, when you mix them together, it looks like to me like 3 lugan of water.
That's
I don't see
point.
The milk. So it's very good. So perfect. So it comes out now, I have 3 full lugan of water. So my milk was possible now. That's what we learned yesterday. Good? So again, according to Rabban, Rabban's main issue is, I don't know if it looks. Right? So you're right, it looks like water in this case with the monk. I don't care. I want to know, did you have 3 lugan of real water here or not? I don't know about what mixed in later, right? So again, in the first case, we have 3 lugan minus a quart of wine and a little bit of wine. They say, I don't have 3 lugan of water. The mikvah is not possible. But in the case of milk, I have 3 lugan minus a quart of water. Do I have 3 lugan of water here? No. So my mikvah is not possible. Kanan Rechon Menuri says, now, I go by the look. So in the first case, for the case of the wine, that it looks like wine, I agree to you, your mikvah is not possible. Right? But in the second case with the milk, since it looks like water, your mikvah is possible. That is all how we learn the Gemara Mishnah. And this is really, the Gemara is the same, Papa had 2 ways how to understand the Gemara. The way we understood until now is really all the first way in Rav Papa. Nachon, the Rebbe's going to say this, like what we learned yesterday, that's going to be his first way to understand. Going to be a sevya, that's our word. Rebbe's two ways, his first way was like we learned yesterday. Rebbe has two understandings he had to learn. And
based on how what?
Because he just wasn't sure in the Gerus and the Masara how to understand this Gemara, how to understand this price. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he had two different ways how to understand this. Good? Now.
Which is what he said, second version, first version of the Mishnah?
Yeah, when he's saying first.
He brings down the second version of the Mishnah?
The what?
Based on his understanding?
He's saying he wasn't sure how to understand this price over here. This price over here. Dalam Aleph, the top, or Papa's not sure how to understand this. Do you understand it like we learned yesterday, like we just said? That's one understanding. Well, there's a whole new way to understand.
Okay.
Good, everybody's with
me.
Yeah?
You mean the Mishnah? What are we? Goras Chasakot or not, right?
This Mishnah right here. This what's it called? This price right here. Yeah, this up here.
The Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, right?
Is that good?
Top of the page.
Yeah, it's a Mishnah. Sorry. This Mishnah from McVoice. Right, it's from McVoice. Yeah, right here. This Mishnah, which we brought down on top. Yeah, sorry. This Mishnah from Da'ala. Yeah, I thought the Mishnah. This Mishnah is good. So that's one understanding. So that seems pretty clear cut, right? You go after the amount, or about this whole thing, like you have to have 3 lug of water. Until you have 3 lug of water, your mikvah is not possible. That's Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechaminu is saying, I don't know, if I don't care about throwing so much about 3 lug of water. If this 3 body in front of me looks like wine, it doesn't make your mikvah possible. If it looks like water, even if it's a mixture of milk and water, it messes you up. Because I go by the looks. That's what machlekes between Rabbi Yechaminu and the Rabbanan is according to this. Right? So now, according to this, what comes out? What comes out according to this? According to this comes out, Rav is only according to Rabbi Yechem and Nuri. We used to mention yesterday Rav. What was Rav's shita? Rav's halacha was, when you have 3 full lugan of water, 3 full lugan of water, with a little bit of wine, what's halacha? It doesn't make it possible, right? Now why? If you go like the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, all I care about is if you have 3 lugan of water. According to Rabbanan, right? Their whole issue was, why did they say it's not possible in this case, the first case? Because you didn't have 3 lugan of water. Nachon?
Chasakot.
The minute it will be full, what would the Rabbanan hold? Mm-hmm. Basically, what would the Rabbanan hold? If you have 3 full lug? If you do have 3 full. It's possible. So in Rabbi Yehuda Amarav's case, where you have 3 full lug of water, what would the Rabbanan hold? Puzzle. What did Rabbi Yehuda say?
According to
Mar. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who held that you go after the lug, was who? Rabbi Yehuda's whole Shita that said, I care about the lug. I don't care if you have 3 lug of water. If it looks like wine, it's not a problem. So who do you hold like? So he held like Rabbi Yechaminu Nuri. Rabbi Yechaminu Nuri holds to go by the lug. Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care if you have 3 lug, you have 20 lug. You go, if it looks like wine, it's not messing up your mikvah, because I go after the loop, right?
And the whole idea of pure lug only belongs to mine.
Nachon, if it's pure water.
It doesn't matter.
Nachon.
I'm talking measurements.
Nachon, why do we care about 3 lug, basically of saying, if it's actually water? When you start mixing colors, 3 lug don't buy, you can have 100 lug, right? If it doesn't look like water, I don't care. So come to the Rabbanan Shita is, you have to have 3 lug of water. Colors don't bother you. You have to have amounts bothering you. If you have 3 lug of water, clean 100% water, then it messes me up, right? So if you have less than 3 lug of water, my mikvah is not possible. If you can have Rabbi Huda's case where there's 3 lug of water, what do the Rabbanan say? It's possible. Achad? So Rabbi Huda, who said the mikvah is not possible, because you're going after the looks, who is that like? Who is that like? Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Yechem Enuri. Achad Rabbi Gavriel? It goes like Rabbi Yechem Enuri. Right? Because Rabbi Yechem Enuri's whole thing is you go after the look. I don't care if you have 3 lug. Right? So now our case that comes out, according to what we said yesterday, Rabbi Huda, who said the sheet the name of Rav, is only going according to Rabbi Yechem Enuri and not to Rabbanan. That's what we came at yesterday. Because Rabbi Yehuda, who said, even though you have 3 lug, right, since you have wine, your mikvah is not disqualified. Because I go after the lug. So it's like Rabbi Yechem Enuri, right? 3 lug don't bother him. 100 lug don't bother him. If it looks like wine, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to mess up my mikvah. Fine. That's what we said. That's what Mahal Chedam. So according to that, it's coming out that it's not the best, because it's coming out that Rabbi Huda is going only according to Yachid and not according to Rabbanan, which is, it's not really problematic because the Gemara doesn't like it. Meaning we're like, skeptical, maybe something is recorded wrong. Maybe this Talmud says it's the wrong
Why?
Thing.
Because Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan is only going according to Yachid and Nuri as opposed to going according to Rabbanan too?
Yeah.
Why is that a problem?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's not really a problem, but we're a little bit skeptical about that. Maybe he didn't really say or something's wrong. When you see in the Gemara further,
he's in the Gemara, and the Mishnah goes against him.
He's going against what?
Yeah. The Mishnah goes against him, the Mishnah of the Rabbanan. If you normally follow Rabbanan in the Mishnah, against a single. So then along comes the Gemara to teach. The Gemara should really teach the main opinion, which is Rabbanan. Shouldn't teach the small opinion, which is
Okay. Are we better? I mean, it's not right. Rabbi is saying really that Mara can't go against the Tana, or really, or it's a little different because it's really right. Usually it's
injured.
No, you're right. You're right. So then why not really think it's a problem? The Gemara would rather, the Gemara is going to kind of a different way because it's more where we can sleep better at night if you make everybody go according to the Rabbim, not according to the Yalchadis. We like it better. It's more, it's not a problem, but it's easier on us. To stomach it easier like that. It's not that's a problem. But at this point, that's what the Gemara said originally. Originally, Gemara says blanket statement. Rav's like Rebbe Chaim. It's not a problem. It's only a problem because the Gemara is going to say Rav Papa wasn't sure about. That's the main reason why it's a problem.
And the Rav Papa wasn't sure about it because of the Yachid versus the.
I'm not sure. It sounds like just in the recording.
That's just the logic. He said the bank doesn't have to stack.
Yeah. It just he's saying who told you this? Why are you so narrow-minded? This is what has to be. For the words of the Mishnah, I can see two ways. I mean, he's saying why are you so he's a lama. He's saying, well, I don't understand why are you learning like this. Why are you so one-track-minded? There's another way also to understand. And ends up bringing down. That's true. That Abaye and Yosef Taka learned the other way. That's the emes. Your pub was skeptical if you should learn the way we just learned or a new way. And it comes out the Gemara ends up quoting. That Abaye and Rabbi Yosef really knew, did learn a different way. Over there, yeah. Why is he going down over there?
But Papa is also a doubt about the rigorous Chazakotor.
Yeah, that's his whole issue, fine. But there's everybody wants to know, what's this whole thing? It sounds like there was some type of issue. So really saying that's a good thing. It could be also those two different, it sounds like there's a complication in the Gersis also, should be Gersis Chazakotor or not. That's also true. It sounds like there's a complication in the Gersis. That's also true.
Even without the communication you give to it, you've just got two different scenarios. So you've got a question anyway, but how can you stack up the two scenarios?
Now, Paul, I hear you saying, fine, you're saying also why in the scenario. Fine, okay, could be. So everybody's saying good things. Could all be why your papa's trying. No, it's good. I mean, trying to understand why your papa's getting jittery. Fine, okay. So far, that's one half. We'll try to see at least inside this first half of the Gemara we said a ton. So we start today from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Bahami Vayin. Failer Papa. Papa had a question how to understand the Brisa. If you should understand this Mishnah, sorry, like us or not like us. The Bahi Papa. Papa had the following question. Rav, when Rav learned this Mishnah, was it Rav Hani Chasar Karta? Did he learn the Girsa in the original case of this Mishnah? That the case was it was missing a karta parasha. That the case of the Rabbanan was that you have three lugin missing a karta and then it had one. Aval, but.
You're saying the base of Gimel Amid base?
No, right here. Rav, okay. Rav learned this Mishnah in Mikvais. This was his Girsa and this Mishnah in Mikvais.
Okay.
And the Mishnah started from bottom of Gimel Amid base. We said it's not Shoshan Lugin. It went on to Da'at Amanah.
Okay, not the first verse.
Not the first verse. This Mishnah. Saying Rav Tani Chasid Karta Mishnah Avol Shloisha Lugin the Tanakama Pasul. But if you would have three full lugin of water, the Tanakama would say it's pasul. And so the main thing he cares about is the three lug. And so if the minute you're gonna have three full lug of water, even though you have wine, it looks like wine, it's still be pasul. And on that, but Asr Bechna Lameimar, Bechna is kind to tell us Hakal Halach Achar Hamara. Then I go after the looks. So even if you have three lug of water, if it looks like wine, it's not possible. According to that. But Rav, according to that, Rav, the Amar Kardechana Menduri. According to that first Mahalach, it comes out, Rav, who said you go after the looks, is only going according to Rav Yechana Menduri. That's one shot.
That's just our first shot from where we got to.
Good. That's what I just said. That. No. Good. That's all. So again, read it inside again. So, Hami Bai Lerpam. This question had to understand and had a girsa, and this whole Mishnah Mikvais was a question to Rav Papa. The Bati Rav Papa, so Rav Papa had the following question: that Rav, how did Rav understand this Mishnah? How did Rav have the girsa? Rav Tani, did Rav learn Chasar Karta? Do you say that Rav learned that the first case was like we have our girsa, that the three lug were missing a karta for Reish. And that's the reason why the mikvah wasn't possible. The reason why the mikvah was not possible was because it's missing a karta. And that's the whole reason. Not because of the color, because it was missing a karta. However, in a case, shloisha lugin, where there will be two full lugin of water, the Tanakama pasli. Tanakama all that's possible. Because if you're going to have three lugin, it will be possible. And according to that, what comes out? But us, Rabbi Yechon al-Meimer, Rabbi Yechon comes to say, no, HaKol HaLech Achar HaMar, everything goes after the lugin, right? And therefore, if I would have even three full lugin of water, as long as it looks like wine, as long as it still looks like wine, therefore, my mikvah is kosher. That's one way, right? So according to this, Rav Amik Rabbi Yechon al-Meimer, Rav is saying, meaning, according to this, Tanakam is saying, that the main reason why it's not possible is because there's no three look. Is it because I don't have three look of water? But if you would have three look of water, because possible, comes Rabbi Yechon and says, no, I don't care about an amount. You could even have three look of water. If it looks like wine, therefore it's not going to be possible. That is the first mahalach. Fine, that's one way. Dilma, or maybe the Gemara says a whole new mahalach. Maybe Rav did not mean to be going like a yachid. According to Rav, meant to be going like everybody. He meant to be going like the Rabbanan also. How is that possible? Because Rav loitani chaser karta b'risha. He did not learn the original case in the Risha that we're missing a karta. Which means the Gemara doesn't speak it out. Well, what does that mean? That means the case in the Risha really was that there was three full look
of
water, and also additionally there was also
a quart of
wine, right? Now, why? So why in the ratio is apostle, right? So why is it not apostle? For two reasons. According to now, we want to say the Rabbanan need two things. The Rabbanan need to, in order to invalidate a mikvah, two things. They first of all need that it should have three lugin of water, plus it should look like water. And originally, until now, we were saying the machlokes was the Rabbanan hold in order to possible a mikvah you need three lug of water, right?
That look like water.
The three lug that look like water. I don't care, right? Three lug that look like water, right? Three lug that look like water, and we don't necessarily care, right? And we don't necessarily care if it looks like wine or not. No, they don't care if it looks like water. But the first mahalach was we need three lug of water. I don't care what it looks like. The Rabbanan need three lug of water, even if it looks like wine, doesn't it's still possible, right? If you have three full lugin of water, even if you'll have a cart of wine, it's still possible. Because the main thing, I need one thing to mess with a mikvah. All I need is three lug of water. I don't care how it looks. Good? Now say no. But I need, in order to invalidate a mikvah, you need two things. You need, first of all, there should be three full lug, and also it should look like water, meaning the look would bother me, right? Which means in the first case, why is the mikvah possible? The mikvah is possible for two reasons. In the first case, the mikvah is not possible for two reasons, right? We have a case where there's less than three lug of water, right? And wine.
And it looks like wine.
So the reason why the mikvah is not possible for two reasons. First of all, because I don't have three full lug of water, right? Why is the mikvah possible? For two reasons. First of all, I don't have three full lug of water. And second of all, because it looks like wine. According to the Mahalach, we're saying that you need two things in order to invalidate a mikvah. First of all, you need that it should have three full lug of water, and also that it should look like water. Originally, we learned the Rabbanan say all you need is three lug of water, right? Even if it looks like wine, it doesn't bother me. That it still makes the mikvah possible. And say, no, in order to make a mikvah possible, you need two things. You need, first of all, there should be three full lug of water, and it should look like water, right? So it comes out that Rabbi Yechon Manu also agrees. In the first case, why is it not possible? Just for one reason. The other one, he says, I don't care about three full lug of water. You know what the only thing that bothers me is? That it shall look like water. If you have three lug, I don't care what it is. Could be milk in there. If it looks like water, then I only need one criterion. That's the machlokes. According to the second mahalach, Rabbi Yechon Manu says, I need two things. In order to make a mikvah possible, I need three full lug of water. Right? Three full lug of water, no milk in it. Three full of water, and it looks like water, right? Which means like this. Which comes out like this. I need three full of water, which means like this. We had two cases. What was the case in the ratio? The case in the ratio, I had three full of water. But why is Mikvah an apostle? So it looked like one. In the first case. The Mikvah is an apostle because it looked like one. In the second case, the reason why the Mikvah is an apostle is because even though it looked like water, but I didn't have three full lug of water. Well, stop with it, that's Chef Fudge. We're moving, tomorrow you have a big job. So